Welcome to the 155 Election Podcast, interviews with candidates running for mayor, city council, and school board trustee in Hamilton, Ontario. Episode 123. Nancy Silva-Khan, you are running for Hamilton Wentworth District School Board trustee in the combined Ward 5 and 10. Welcome to the Public Records, the 155 Podcast.
Thank you for inviting me.
Firstly, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am born and raised Hamiltonian. I grew up on Emerald Street North downtown. I have an honors bachelor degree in psychology. I worked in before and after school care in the nonprofit sector, and I decided to raise my family in Hamilton East Stony Creek, buying our first home over a decade ago. I'm a proud mom of three. I have twin boys. They are on the autism spectrum, and they have additional diagnoses that make them extra special. And I have a spirited six-year-old.
Why are you running?
While I have been focused on autism advocacy starting in 2016 and in 2019, when I helped lead parents in protests and present our case to the city council to pass a motion in support of the autism community, and in 2019, I also presented solutions to the premier as the communication director of the former Autism Advocacy Ontario, my concern for children in the school system grew. I became increasingly concerned with educational supports, bullying, and anti-racism following the racism allegations findings in the third-party investigation in 2021, and did whatever I could to lend my advocacy skills. After being asked by several community members to run for trustee and months of careful thought and consideration, I decided to put my name forward.
How have you contributed to your school community and education in Hamilton?
Following the horrific murder of 14-year-old Devin, I attended anti-bullying town halls and joined the Parent Caregiver Advisory Committee. After attending Ahona Mehdi's revealing press conference in the summer of 2020, I decided to get further involved and currently sit on the Human Rights and Equity Advisory Committee. I'm also the co-chair of the local school council.
It can be argued that school board trustees merely exist to provide someone for local parents to blame for provincial decisions. The autonomy of local school boards is limited. What do you see as the role of the modern school board trustee?
I had a conversation this week with someone who described the role of trustee as a conduit, a bridge to convey meaning between the ministry and the community. I feel that the flow of the information has been heavily one-sided, focusing primarily on the ministry information, which it should. However, it also needs to be focused on the community itself. There needs to be information gathered from the community by the trustees and taken over to the ministry. The trustee is the community voice, and it should amplify the community and its concerns, especially consequences of the underfunding and the gaps in policies and services throughout the school.
What are your priorities for improving public education in Hamilton?
My priorities focus on safe and accessible education for all students, which can only be achieved with an equity lens, an anti-racism lens, a discriminatory lens, and a disability lens. Every student has the right to quality education that is safe and conducive to their ability to thrive.
What three skills have you demonstrated that make you the best choice to be entrusted as the Ward 5 and 10 School Board Trustee?
I prioritize others' needs and actively listen so that I can fully process and reiterate their experience as accurately as possible to properly advocate and amplify their voices using my own and bringing about cooperation from an empathetic and compassionate point of reference. As a parent and an advocate, I've learned how to navigate systems and barriers to research solutions. And I'm also resilient, especially when I feel that others are benefiting from my patience and my tenacity.
What two policy or practice changes do you wish to achieve in your four-year term on the board?
There is currently excellent work being done towards the anti-bullying policy and procedures, as well as the human rights and equity policy and procedures. And there's also work being done on the whistleblower policy to protect the witnesses who come forward to point out racism, bigotry, hate, discrimination, and oppression in the school. My concerns and the concerns I'm hearing at the doors center around transparency and student safety, particularly in the streets and roads surrounding the school. Following the racism investigation in 2021, the board voted on trustee sanctions. They included and permitted the trustees named in that investigation to vote against the consequences of their actions and behaviors. They also voted to essentially bury the report. All of this feels unethical. The new school buildings appear to have been designed with insufficient collaboration with the city, considering student safety getting to and from school. The roads are congested and drivers are rushing and speeding. Several students have been hit, resulting in severe injury and death. Hundreds more have near misses. We need healthy collaboration with the city to keep our students and families safe, whether they're walking to school, riding their bikes, taking public transportation, or driving to and from school.
It's 2026. The public record is writing an assessment of your performance in the past 4 years. What three words do you hope we will use to describe your term on the board?
I'm hoping that they remember me as passionate and compassionate, and they describe me as someone who could bring people together and remind them of the common ground to ensure that every student feels accepted, supported, and safe.
As a school board trustee, your duty is to ensure the best quality of education across the entire school system. How will you manage a staff recommendation to close a school in your ward that the board's professional staff states will enable the board to provide a better quality of education across the system?
I would have questions regarding what data and feedback was collected to come to that recommendation, and whether the betterment was equitable across the entire system. Was anything or anyone missed? Are there gaps and needs addressed? And what could be the potential negative impacts on families, and what resources are available to address them?
How will you inspire public confidence in trustees and the school board?
The short answer is honesty and compassion. Compassion means not only to care, but to include the community, meaning parents, caregivers, education workers, educators, and student voices, experiences, and viewpoints. To work towards an environment where all feel supported, safe, validated, and welcome throughout the school system. And also to apologize without excuses when harm is being done, whether intentional or unintentional.
Thank you. That's the end of the prepared questions you were sent in advance. How can people learn more about your platform and connect with you?
They can look up my name, Nancy Silva Khan, on Facebook and Instagram, and they'll find me right away. I'm also on Twitter. My handle is NancyOSK1. I also have a website, and that is nancyfortrustee.ca. And I have a phone number now that people can reach me at. It's 289-788-7116.
This has been episode 123 of the Public Records, the 155 podcast. Thank you to the Hamilton Public Library for the use of their makerspaces to record these podcasts. Thank you to the readers and listeners of the Public Record for your support. You can visit thepublicrecord.ca to get more City Hall coverage, sign up for my City Hall newsletter, and become a member of the Press Club to keep me covering Hamilton City Hall. Thank you.